Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, I'm Greg Lancaster. I want to give a big shout out to our Christian Television Network audience. We're so glad to have you around the Gulf Coast and around the world and around the nation, actually. And all of our VFN radio audience that's listening in around the world, we just try to bring you and keep the conversation light, give you a perspective of not just what's happening, but what is the meaning behind what's happening. And hopefully get a chance to talk again about children, organizers of the day versus organizer of the night, and understand how that came to pass. Because it's very important. We're walking into a year. We have to realize, you know, who is supposed to organize us? Because we're going to be organized. We have to find that out. And if we listen, and we you know, God's people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Understand, if we listen, you know, the organizer himself, Jesus Christ, will organize us. Because Paul himself, Saul himself, went from being an organizer to being organized by Jesus Christ. Yeah, and then through the leadership of Jesus Christ, he organized the church. He did not organize the church under his own ideas and concepts. He heard from God that he used those skills and talents and submitted them to God. And so we didn't talk about that because, you know, we're being organized. Mm-hmm. The world's being organized right now. Prophetically, God tells us the world will be organized. The question is, who are we allowing to organize us? And this is a very important thing that we'll be talking about. We're going to talk about it now. We're going to talk about it now. Yo, I'm going to talk about it right now.
Go for it.
I'm going to talk about it right now.
Do it.
Well, and the reason why is, you know, and I know we're going to hear from Congressman Michelle Bachmann in just a moment about it, but understand that when I was watching what was going on, I was watching what's happening, and I'm sure you've seen what's going on as well in America, and I was asking myself the question, what are you doing? I don't know if you've yelled at your television. Are you serious? Are we that blind? What are you doing? And, things started happening, and I was watching how easily, you know, people were organized. I was watching how people were just falling into every single trap. And then I'd watch people, you know, people, prominent people, just bald-faced lie. Hmm. And then I watched people not care that they lied. And then they would say that they lied, and then they would tell another lie that people started focusing on that lie, and then they would tell another one, and they were just like a chameleon changing all these colors. And it's like, does anybody see this? I think, you know, you don't need to get caught up in any, you're getting caught up in vain arguments. They're just distractions. And one of the things that really stood out to me was the ability to change the argument, the ability to divert from what's really going on. And I saw the healthcare argument was happening in America. And I personally believe that if we don't do it by choice, God's going to do it by force, because God loves folks. So if you really care about people, you're going to make sure they get treatment. Secondly, I watched how, you know, 1/3 of the U.S. economy was talking about being taken over by the government. Right. And you might like who the president is right now, but there's going to be another one in a couple of days. Mm-hmm. And then another one and another one. And they're human beings. And in the context of that, they would be controlling 1/3 of the U.S. economy, and they would be determining, and they're doing it right now. There's a lady right now, they won't offer health care to her child. They're saying, bring your child out of there. And they're doing these type of things. But the big thing was, okay, that's the argument. Do we really want the government to be in control of 1/3 of the U.S. economy? And so that argument was a discussion that was happening in America with values. It's like, yeah, you're right. We do need to do something with our health care, but the government doesn't need to do it. Have you been to the driver's license office? Mm-hmm. Have you been to the tax office? We don't need IRS collecting our premiums for our health care. We don't need exposing all of our financial stuff to the government and going to healthcare.gov and then being hacked. All this stuff's going on. Mm-hmm. And so that was a legitimate argument. So what they did was, and this is one of the things that kind of caused me to cry out to God, I saw them change the argument. They went and just went right in there, and they attacked the church. They attacked the Catholic Church, to be exact, the Catholic Social Services, and said, you are going to have to violate your God's desire in your life. You're going to have to go and kill babies. And think about it. If the Catholic Church has stood up for right to life, I mean, up to the point of the birth control pill, I mean, they stood up. They went right in there and said, you're going to have to pay for health care for your employees so they can go kill their child. They can abort their child, and you have to give them this pill. You know, and all of a sudden, the Catholic Church began to talk about as if the healthcare was already enacted. They didn't even. It wasn't even a law yet. And all of a sudden, they started fighting like this thing was real. And they're saying, you will not, you will not, you will not. It's like, that's not even the argument. There is no law right now that says they can do that. And they shifted everything to abortion and birth control and First Amendment and all of a sudden. But this whole thing brewing out here is the fact that one third of the U.S. economy is going to be controlled by whoever is going to be in government. And it worked. It totally worked. They never went back to the original argument, which was, do we really want the government controlling everything about our day-to-day lives? And it passed and everything went through. And I thought, I'm crying out to God. I'm saying, God, why are we so vulnerable? Why are we so vulnerable? Why we're like cows with a new gate. I mean, by the way, people are so easily manipulated and controlled. You better be very careful what you do, because if you're doing anything to entice somebody with your body, with your money, with your manipulation and your words, God's going to hold you accountable. That's Jezebelic, by the way. And so you have to be cautious that you're not saying things for anything other than the fact you want people to follow God for God. Mm-hmm. And so then I began to cry out, God, what is it? What's really going on right here? Because it's just chaos. You know, you want to just to bury your head and just say, forget, I'm not going to look anymore. But you can't do that when you're accountable before God. And God spoke to me, said, you know, I'm going to reveal to you the strategies, the battle plans of what's coming against my people and coming against the nation. And he did. All of a sudden, he just revealed to me what I call, and you can get, and I'm going to make available to you in the story. Go to VFNTV.com. Children... it's called Organizers of the Night versus Organizer of the Day. Children of the Day versus Children of the Night. God began to just explain to me, you got people who don't know God, even that they claim to know God, they operate in darkness. And so they're working on these different kind of principles. And then you have Children of the Light who are actually being organized by Jesus. So they're doing what the Lord tells them to do if they're not being organized by darkness. And so I find out they're using Lucifer tactics. Lucifer's tactics, which has always been used since in heaven, by the way, mm-hmm. is being used to organize America and the world. And God revealed this to me. You can hear this. And in the book that's being, the techniques are being used is called Rules for Radicals. Rules for Radicals. As a matter of fact, I want you to listen right now to Congressman Michelle Bachmann today. Today, she's saying, this is how it is. But this, understand, God's already revealed this to me. I have it available for you. But I want you to hear Congressman Michelle Bachmann right now. Listen up.
Presidential campaign. Former presidential candidate Michelle Bachmann told CBN's Chris Mitchell attacks from the left come straight out of the playbook for radicals.
You identify whoever the person is who's giving voice to the conservative goals and positions. You identify that target, you quote, paint the target, you freeze the target, and you malign the target. You ridicule, mock, lie about them.
Bachmann, who retires from Congress next year, says the climate has never been worse.
And unfortunately, the people on the conservative side tend to take their cues from the left-wing media. And so conservatives will decide that person is toxic. I guess we can't have anything to do with that person anymore. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so they'll stop volunteering, they'll stop donating, they'll stop voting for, they'll stop being a part of that person.
Democrats will have...
She nailed it. That's exactly what's going on. And so this is what God's revealed to. And you have to understand this. You know, I believe she's totally right in what she's saying, but understanding the perspective of the church, God's word says, His people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge, not because somebody lied to them. And what she was saying, you know, the media lies to the conservatives or the church. We would say the church. You know, we're not talking about political parties, and they just believe it. But the truth is, the only reason you believe a lie because you don't have the knowledge of God. Mm-hmm. And so, what's revealed in this several part conversation is about, okay, here is the radical rule that they're using. And it's a dark tool. It's a dark technique because Lucifer, this whole book is dedicated to Lucifer, who was the first one that used these techniques. It's something that our president taught for 4 years, and our former Secretary of State and soon to be presidential candidate, Hillary Clinton, did her term paper on that they've sealed to this day. But you have to understand, you can't just say, you got to understand the truth. You got to first understand what's being done. And then you need to understand what God says about what's being done. Because you don't need to be political. You need to pray. You need to do what's right before God. No matter how things turn out, You need to be on the light side, not the right side. You need to be on the light side. The other side would be the dark side.
Right.
They're using Lucifer tactics. And some of the things that are covered, and right in the middle of this, God speaks to me in a dream, and I reveal in detail in this dream. You've got to hear every part of this. Listen, 2,000, these years to come, understand, you need to understand this, because organizing is going to take place. There's going to be organizers of the light, and there's going to be organizers of the darkness. You need to make sure that you're being organized by the light himself, Jesus Christ. The part of the teachings is talking about the talk is children of the day versus children of the night. Are they using Lucifer tactics to how to organize America and the world? Global warming, talking about how that's being used. Deception, how that's being used. Open society, how that's happening. Communism, political paradise, how that's used in regards to these techniques. Polarization, that's what she was just talking about, mm-hmm. Polarization, how that works. Alinsky followers, which is... Hillary Clinton and President Barack Obama, they are, unless they've changed, they are students and been mentored by Saul Alinsky himself, who wrote the book Rules for Radicals, and even taught by our president for 4 years. And there's a lot of folks, but we're talking about those two right there. Pride, the law, how the law was used, WWJD or WWJO, who would Jesus organize? Mm-hmm. That's so important because we need to understand that. And ridicule, how ridicule is used specifically, you know, how is it used, dark side? What is the light side about that? And making you happy to get their way, making you happy to get their way. It's always the enemy sells you a bill of goods and just kills you at the end of it. Sustain militant entrance, how that happens and how they're using those kind of tactics. Pressure, how pressure is used. Organizing unceasing pressure. Terrorizing threats. I mean, just look how they're being used. I just want to, you know. And then, was our president selected before he was elected?
Mm.
And this is specifically, his pastor was saying this very specifically. Mm-hmm. You can find out about this. And Saul, why are you organizing me? That's so important how these things are taking place and pushing bipolar narratives. It seems like quite a bit, but listen. What is your nation worth? What is your life worth? I mean, do you really want to be organized by Lucifer? Do you want to not understand that what's taking place is these same tactics that were used by Lucifer in heaven to organize a third of the angels, who is promoted in this book in the cover of it, that was taught by our president for 4 years, by the candidate that's actually going to be running? She was actually mentored, chosen by him, and her paper is still to this day, and how even they'll use clear alternatives and their techniques, and so much more. Tim Tebow's talked about, and how these things, why was Tim Tebow attacked in the context of this, and so much more. Make sure that you get us. Get this entire series and begin to listen to it and to watch it and make it, put it on your iPod, put it in your, wherever you can, and give it to your friends, because we need to be organized, but it's by Jesus. And ultimately, too, I want to say this, is understand there's one person that we could look to that was an American Christian minister who set the example. His name, and I believe as an apostle, was Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He lived within the laws of God. He lived and supported the laws of our Constitution. He said again and again, I'm only holding you to what's written up on the paper. You know, you can't look to other countries for how to be an American, but you can look to an American, Christian American, a man that I highly admire in the things, and we talk about very details, the commitments to be able, and he was organized by the light,
mm-hmm.
by the light, by love, by forgiveness, by mercy, under the Constitution and under the law of God. You've got to get it. You've got to get it. Organizers of the night versus organizers of the day. Be prepared for what's happening in your near future.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
A strong-willed person can be a great problem solver, but sometimes a little bit difficult to live with. I'm John Fuller, and this is Focus on the Family Minute. Psychologist Dr. Debbie Cherry is a self-described strong-willed woman, and her husband has figured out a way to get the two of them on the same page when there's a problem.
If you will grab a hold of her problem-solving skills and get her to help you solve a problem, she's great at it. But if you just attack the problem and just say, this is what you need to change, she's going to fight you. So I think probably Jim's wisdom, without realizing it, he would come at this and say, I've got a problem. I'm having a hard time with this. Can you help me? And all of a sudden I spark and I'm like, oh yeah, I'm good at this. So try to engage her strong-willed skills that work and help her get involved in problem solving with you.
There's no doubt that understanding your spouse's strengths is critical to managing your conflicts with them. For more from Debbie Cherry today, stop by focusonthefamily.com/radio.
VFN Dream Center. You think about it. There was a day that God gave Joseph a dream, and he began to share it, and of course, et cetera, abuse and things that were going on. But understand this. There came a day when suddenly he began to speak and the dream came to pass. And I just want to encourage you right now. I want to welcome you to the dream. I want to welcome you to the VFN Dream Center because the Lord is setting up cities. He's setting up hubs, apostolic hubs. He's setting up church is not going to even be recognized in the future where we're going because we're about to be the church of the Bible under the God of the Bible, under the direction of our Lord Jesus Christ. And if you want to be a part of what God is doing in the earth to rise up, to bless what presently is, but let go of that to be able to move into what God is going to do, to dive into what God and be a part of it, maybe the VFN Dream Center is for you. Maybe the VFN Dream Center for you. You can find out more at vinefellowshipnetwork.org. You can join us on the Emerald Coast if you're local, or you can join us online and be one of our virtual members that join us on VFN TV by going to vinefellowshipnetwork.org every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. or approximately live on VFN Radio. Find out more at vinefellowshipnetwork.org.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
We're going to continue this conversation about what happened at the One Thing Conference with Francis Chan. And he was talking about, you know, you got to read the Bible. You got to read the Bible. And he's talking from, and I began to mention it, but just kind of review it real quick, like 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3 through 4. And he said, the reason why you got to read it is because men are going to lie to you. And not only that, you're going to want to find men to lie to you. You're going to eventually, as a matter of fact, bad desires lead you to bad theology. And in Paul's writing Timothy here, he says, for the time will come when men will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear and what they want to hear. And they will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. And what I'm saying is that time has now come. It was a prophecy until it wasn't happening. It's happening now. And what I was saying in the earlier program, if you didn't catch it, you can catch it at vfntv.com. And we don't forget we have four programs back to back. We're on 24 hours a day. Is the fact that that first of all, their desires, they were following their desires. And I talked about that in James chapter 1, you know, it's our own, when we're enticed into sin by our own evil desires. And so, you know, what we have to do is don't follow our own evil desires. We got to follow the good desires, and God puts those desires in our heart. And the end of that is death. And also I talked about Jude, he's talking about these men who are the grumble and they're fault finders and they follow their own evil desires. They boast about themselves and flatter or lie, that's what flattery is, others for their own advantage. And so understand that, first of all, it's the desires that lead people. They start following their sin nature.
Yeah.
They just start saying their sin nature, and all of a sudden sin is not sin anymore. I mean, you think about it, the prominent word that's being promoted now is the fact that, is sin really sin anymore? I mean, what is this thing about marriage? What is this thing about purity? What is this thing about turning away from this and turning away from that? What is this thing about, you know, all these different religions lead to the same God? What, you know, what is this tolerance? And it's like, what a minute, you know, what's going on here? And it's because we started following our desires. The church started following desires. And then he goes on and says, he lets us know that it's because, you know, you hear people talk about the false teachers all the time. These false teachers, but you have to understand that if you're sitting under a false teacher, it's because you choose to sit under a false teacher. Right. It's not their fault you're sitting there. You keep on trying to change them and change them. Well, you need to change your address. They done told you who they are. They're a false teacher. They're not going to teach from the Word of God. They're going to teach what causes people to feel good. And how often have you heard people say, you're always teaching to so-and-so. You're trying to make them happy. You need to just let it rip. You know, God's laid this on your heart. And I talked about that in the earlier program. You can hear more about it. You know, and all of a sudden you start thinking about paycheck and income. It's like, listen, there ain't no paycheck big enough, according to the man that died in a car accident, a minister that died in a car accident under Reinhard Bonnke's ministry. Over there, it was a minister, and he went to hell, and he saw all these ministers in hell saying, give the money back. Give the money back, did he?
Yeah.
Give them, of all the things to hear, and it's what it is. They stayed there for their paycheck instead of for the God who actually created everything, including the wealth that they had. They thought that the people were giving them increase. They were sold out as a prostitute to a person who wanted Reverend Feelgood, you know? And if all of a sudden you say something that doesn't make them feel good, they say, don't you understand your job description here? I'm supposed to feel better. I'm supposed to feel better that I am running my husband. I'm supposed to feel better that my kids are running the parents here. I'm supposed to feel better about my choices of darkness. Your job is Reverend Feelgood. Can you please read your, right? It's in it.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
And my lips will stick out so far, or I won't come for a while to your gathering, Reverend Feelgood. I'm waiting for you to show up to be able to minister to my needs. And it's like, anyway. And so I think about this, that, so it says that they gather around them. They gather around them. So it's not the teachers. It's actually you, an individual, that are deciding to be up under someone who actually helps you feel good in your bad desires. And the thing is like, well, what do you do with bad desires? Well, you just bring them to the cross. You have to understand, we all have fallen short. We all need Jesus Christ. God forgives us, and he heals us, and he delivers us, and there's grace for our journey. But if you walk away from God and you create your own God and your own doctrine and your own myths, I mean, you're alone in your sins. You have to live up under the law at that point. And then he goes on, and you think about this, that, well, you know, how many people are sitting up under, and this is one way, most people are making choices to sit up under false teachers. According to George Barna, 81% of Christians in America don't even pick up their Bible. So imagine that. If you don't pick up your Bible, and it's the truth, how are you going to know he or she's lying to you?
That's right.
I just got to take their word for it. I'm just so busy.
Yeah.
I mean, how busy are you going to be in hell, dude? I mean, come on. This is serious consequences. This is serious consequences, and God does not want that for you. But if you choose to be ignorant, God's people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. 81% don't even pick up their Bibles at all. And out of the 19% or so estimated that actually do pick up their Bibles and read it, only 3% of those actually take it in as truth and evaluate what's being told to them is truth or not a lie. So you're not going to know. You're choosing to be lied to because you're refusing to find out what the truth is.
Right.
So you can say, well, I'm not choosing to be up under a false teaching. I don't want people to make me feel good. It's like, if you don't know what the truth is, if you don't even know what the Word of God is, and you're sitting here and you're trying to make all these decisions on God without even knowing anything about God, and you're having to take what they tell you as truth when you don't even know if it's truth or not, which means more than likely, you know, especially with your inability to perceive that truth and receive it because you're not in the Word of God, that's not good. So you can be choosing, gathering around you many teachers, a huge staff of ministers who are Reverend Feelgoods to make you feel good because you're thinking if you follow God, you feel good. Everything feels good for you because you have chose not to get in the Word and read the Bible yourself if you're part of that 97%. So that's a choice that you're making to be in this place of end times. Then he says, a great number of false, flattering teachers basically will be gathered. What does that mean? That means there's a lot.
Yeah.
That means you could get a whole bunch of them, but they have to gather them. You understand? They don't just go out there and gather you. You choose to be up under that false teacher or not, which when they say there's a great number gathered around them, which means there's a great number to choose from. So don't be shocked. You're thinking like, is he really a false teacher? Is she really a false teacher? I just really like their hair. You know, I like the way they talk. They're a front loader and a downloader. You know, they like their ability to just deliver that thing. What? A lie? A flattery? You know, because it's important. And then he says, they turn their ears away from truth. Understand this, that the ears don't turn, but necks turn channels on televisions turn, radio stations turn, mobile apps turn, feet turn. That's how you turn. Mm. You know, your ears don't turn. But when you walk away from the truth, when that man of God has preached the truth, prayed day and night for you and delivered that word of God over you, and you just walked away from that and you criticized him, that was God that you were speaking. It wasn't that man. That was God that you're walking away from. And so you can turn away, turn your ears away by turning your feet away. And then it says they turn to myths. They turn to myths. Man, there's so many myths today. It is ridiculous. Myths are traditions or legendary stories, usually concerning some being or hero or event without any basis or fact or explanation for them taking place. No, it just sounds good. Feels good. It's an event, a story, an idea, or a concept. It's an imaginary or fiction thing or person. It just ain't real. I mean, look at all the false religions. Understand, you can have many false religions and false doctrines inside while you're professing to know Jesus. And he says, and they won't put up with sound doctrine. I want to close with this in about 5 seconds here. What this means is they won't tolerate you. They'll tolerate anything in the world. They'll tolerate every debauchery. They'll tolerate every religion, every false prophet. But when you stand up and you read, like this Phil Robinson guy over in Louisiana, he just read from his Bible.
Yeah.
Doctrine. It's not his doctrine. And what happened? So many in America, including ones in the church who claim to be Christians, who've sold out for darkness, they said, we are not going to tolerate you. We're not satisfied with our false teachers we gathered around us. We're not satisfied that we created our own Jesus, our own God. We want to take you down. We deliberately have no tolerance for sound doctrine. It's an aggressive thing. This is what he tells you to do. And I'll tell you more in the next program. Make sure you catch us in the next program. There's something how we respond to this. And Paul tells Timothy, this is what you do.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit them at VFNTV.com. Visit our sponsors today. We have all their contact information, their phone numbers, their web addresses. They're ready to hear from you. Visit our sponsors and partners at VFNTV.com. Become a partner today. It's you partnering with us, giving and sowing financially, that makes this all possible. VFNTV.com.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
If you haven't yet gone to the front of VFNTV.com, and there's a big link right there in the middle that says Visit Our Sponsors, I want you to go there and just, you see them, you go there, click on Visit Our Sponsors, and you'll see them, and they just continue coming in. We just thank God for our sponsors and our partners. And our partners are those who partner with us prayerfully and financially every single month, giving a financial gift. And our sponsors and underwriters are those businesses and ministries who stand up and say, listen, we too want to stand up for God and country in that order and for Israel. And you can see them all. And it's there for a reason. It's there so you can know, you know what? If I need a particular product or a particular service, and I want to stand with those who are standing up for country, God and country, and Israel, I'm going to go to VFNTV.com, and I'm going to say, is there a sponsor there right now? And if you provide a business or a service and you're not up, you need to do it. You need to say, hey, I want to be one of the ones that people come to. I want them to know when you buy our service, when you buy our product, you are saying, I stand with VFNTV and the daily radio program because I truly want to be able to keep the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, which is a command from God for us. And the hope for America is the light of God's word, the light of truth. And we're standing together. So you can go to VFNTV.com, click on Visit Our Sponsors, and you can see firsthand, not only that, but maps on how to get to them and so much other. Thank you to our sponsors. Thank you to our partners. And God bless.
Pat, you know the great thing about all of our VFN radio listeners is that so many of them are connecting to us on Facebook. You know, we have a Facebook page. You may be listening today. You may not be aware, but we do. And you can go to facebook.com/VFNTV, or you can go to our VFNTV.com and click Facebook. Be a part. Like us. Tell your friends to like us. We're creating a virtual stadium where everyone can connect and be a part and get fresh updates on everything that happens that day on the program. Don't forget, go to VFNTV.com and click Facebook.
Welcome. Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, welcome to VFN Radio on VFN TV and the Christian Television Network. We're so glad to have you with us today. I'm Greg Lancaster. Join us is Pat Hamilton, the producer of VFN Radio, VFN TV.
Hello, hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello, hello.
Oh, my goodness. If y'all missed our earlier programs, don't forget we're four programs back to back. And the One Thing Conference just happened towards the end and the beginning of the transition between 2013 and 2014. And it was just so powerful. And one of the speakers there was Francis Chan, and he delivered, I believe, a plumb line for all of us and a plumb line for the prayer movement. And a plumb line is something that you build from. It doesn't determine necessarily what you're going to build, but it determines how you're going to build. It determines the DNA of what you're going to build. Jesus calls himself the cornerstone. That's laid by the plumb line. And you notice it's the foundations of apostles and prophets, but it's built off the cornerstone.
Mm-hmm.
And some people say Jesus is the foundation. Well, he says this, that he is the cornerstone. He's the plumb line. And the foundation is the foundations of the apostles and the prophets. But if they're an apostle and a prophet that's not building off the cornerstone, they're not building off of Jesus and the plumb line, it doesn't matter what you're building.
That's
it's
right.
All just built in vain.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a powerful thing. So we're going to be talking today about that. And we were speaking about it in the earlier programs. And plus, if we get a chance, we're going to be talking about a conversation the Lord's been laying on my heart to have for some time. As a matter of fact, the entire year last year, I could not get away from this issue. And I'm believing more and more that it is about how the Third Great Awakening is going to take place in America. I'm just feeling it. And Pat and I had a chance to really chat about it and spend some time talking about what God is saying and doing. And doesn't it kind of sense that's got to happen first?
Yeah.
I mean, you cannot be unjust and expect a just God to pour himself out with the Third Great Awakening.
That's right.
You know, people's like, okay, I'm robbing a bank, but I want God to move. Mm. So you can't be robbing a bank, and God's, and he's going to move all right. You know, Romans 13, right? 1-5, he's going to move you into a prison somewhere. I'm suffering for the Lord. No, you're not suffering for the Lord because you robbed the bank, son. That's why you're in here. You're not in here. The Lord's not, you know. And so understand this. That when Francis Chan was, and you've got to hear this earlier program. If you have not, you can go to the VFN Torch and hear it. Go to VFNTV.com and listen to it. You can watch him, as a matter of fact. But he's talking about, you know, if all the things that I could do, if I could do something, and he's about to speak to a lot of folks who are just going after God and deep desire to pray and just a passion for God, I would tell you one thing. Read the Bible. Read it, because people are going to lie to you. As a matter of fact, you're going to lie to yourself. Mm-hmm. You're going to have desires, and bad desires produce bad theology. And if you don't know the Word of God, if you don't know the truth, and this is the thing about it, and this is what I want to finish talking about. If you don't know the truth, how are you going to know what a lie is? Are you going to turn to someone else and say, hey, is that a lie?
Mm.
And if you're asking a liar, they may tell you, yes, that's the truth, when they're lying. And understand that, you know, it's kind of really naive, but people just lie. they lie. I mean, you don't want to really believe it. You're like, come on. Now, did you misspoke or did you mislie or mislead? And it's like, I think that was a lie. I'm not really sure. I've never heard so many creative ways. I mean, you always thought that children come up with great ideas.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, actually, the cookie just bounced off. Like my grandson blames everything on the dog. Everything on the dog. And so his mother, my daughter, goes into his room and finds his brother's toy, which was on the top shelf, on the floor, just broken to pieces.
Uh-oh.
So she comes in there and she looks at Charlie, and Charlie's just got this panic look on his face, shock. All the blood's left his face, and he's staring at Megan, his mom. And he goes, Sam did it. That's it all, right? And he went into detail. He said, well, I taught Sam to climb up on the shelf.
Oh,
and he went into detail, and he climbed on the shelf, and he got up there and caused it to fall, and then he broke it.
Charlie.
But Charlie's a child. But I just saw a news clip from Congress and from Senate and from the executive branch, and I'm thinking, did you just blame it on Sam the dog? And so I taught the, you know, it's like, are you really? Is that what, you know? And the thing about, this is the thing about Charlie, though, this young boy. He was actually devastated. He knew he was wrong. Mm. He knew this was wrong. And you could just look at him and know that this, I did wrong. Even though he was misspeaking, he was lying. I mean, you could just tell. But I'm looking people square in the eye today, watching them on newscasts, and you look them square in the eye, and you think, you don't even look. I mean, if you even knew that you were alive, if you knew how bad it is what you're doing right now, mm-hmm. that would give some sort of empathy.
Right.
But you don't even show a glance of reality that you just lied to the American people, that you just pulled people off of all their. They're listen, if you don't have health insurance, if you don't have it, you know what it's like. And all of a sudden you had this sickness or disease or whatever it was, and you're getting treated, you're going through heart surgery, or your child's in the hospital, and all of a sudden they lied to you, and all of a sudden you're floating around like a ship in the ocean now, and you have no insurance because they said you could keep your insurance. And they come up very nicely and go, well, you know, in the roundabout way, I taught Sam to climb up the bookshelf and took it. But like, are you saying you lied? Is that what you're saying? You know, so these are some very important times. And of course, that's the world, whatever the world does. But we're hearing the very same thing in the church. And that's what we're talking about. And that's what Francis Chan was talking about. The reason why you got to get in the Word of God and you got to read the Word of God and study the Word of God is because people lie to you. You'll even lie to yourself if you don't know the truth. You'll start following your own desires. And he talks about that in 2 Timothy 4:3-4. He says, for a time will come when men won't put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers who will tell them what they want to hear, you know, Reverend Feelgoods. And they will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. And that's so important because this is what the Word of God is saying. In the future, and I think the future is now, I think the time has now come, that people just like you will pick a path bound for destruction. You will pick ministers and people that are religious to put around you that cause you to feel good with your desires when your desires are the antithesis of what God expects from you and desired of you, and said that he would empower you to have the right desires if you turn to his son, Jesus Christ. And you're gonna choose to put them around you, and they're going to walk you right straight to hell if you don't turn. If you don't turn according to Morningstar Ministries, Rick Joyner, he says, if we don't turn, we're going to burn. Mm. And so understand that. So he's talking, and this thing, he says, time is now come, and it's coming. And so it's our desires, as I talked about in the earlier program. You got to catch it, and you can find out the details in that. But also, there's a great number of these people who are Reverend Feelgoods. Think about it. If you want to feel good, you could just flip on the TV, and you know which one's feel good and which one's not. You know, okay. Yeah, I want to feel good. I'm going to watch this one right here. Yeah. Oh, man, sin's not real anymore. We can get beyond this. I don't have to repent. It's amazing. You know which one's Reverend Feel Good, right. Which one's not. But once you're walking with the Lord and you're spending time with him, you're in the Word, you go, oh, dear God, look at all them folks listening to Reverend Feel Good. Mm. And so you first would think that the false teacher, which they're going to be dealt with, but understand this, if you're sitting under that false teacher, you chose to be there. You chose to turn yourself there. And that's what we're talking about today. You are making these choices. You're gathering around you. You're hiring. How many people are on the pastor search committee who are going out to find somebody, and you're looking for Reverend Feelgood who's going to make you feel good and stick to the program that you've had for the last 20 years and not rock the boat and do exactly what Mr. and Mrs. Jones wants to do and the high tither, and no matter what happens, this is how it's going to go, and we hired you, and we'll fire you if you move outside of the feel good, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And what's happened? Is that a new altar? And that's Mrs. Jones' lips. She's sticking them out because I'm not making her feel good no more. You got to learn to stand on Mrs. Jones' lips and preach the truth.
That's it.
And that's what the Lord said. And by the way, those lips will go out so far, you got plenty of room to walk around, and I'm going to have an altar call around
that's
these
lips. That's a
platform. There's altar calls around these lips. And so, and they turn their ears away from the truth and understand, ears don't turn, but channels do on television stations, radio stations turn, apps turn, you know, all those things turn. And what you're doing when you choose to go to a different place to go to a place that with somebody makes you feel good in your sin and your darkness and the evil desires, then you've turned away from the truth. And then he says it turns to myth. And myths are something that people created. Listen, there's what, thousands of religions out there? You don't think that you can come up with another Jesus? Paul said, listen, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. If anybody preaches to you another Jesus, what does that mean? There can be somebody else preaching to you, quote, this other Jesus, which means it's not Jesus at all. It's just they're using his name. Mm. And there's a lot of good things. They're doing good stuff that has nothing to do with the Jesus that we know. You can't say that it's not good what they're doing, but that ain't Jesus. If they say they're going to be God, I mean, that's not Jesus at the end of that thing. Mm-hmm. That God was a man like us and we're going to be, that's not, you know, type thing. So I'm just saying. And so this is what I want to talk about, because he talked about, and I talked about in the earlier program, that, you know, Paul tells Timothy what to do. And we need to know, what do we do with this? First of all, we need to do what Francis Chan said, you know, at the One Thing Conference, which you can hear on the earlier program. He said, read the Bible. What we say all the time is abide, abide, abide. Go to iabide.org, iabide.org, and get a simple plan. You need a simple plan that you can follow on a regular basis that brings you into this relationship with God and his word, where God can reveal himself to you. And with that, when he's revealing himself to you, he's revealing truth to you, which means when lies show up, no matter if they blame it on their dog, Sam, you're going to know it's a lie. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter how pretty it is and what kind of parade they have and what kind of musician they have come in there, an entertainer come in and kind of puff it up a little bit, or how they try to distract you from the argument and then change the narrative, that you can go, but let's go back to the original lie here. But he says, and this is important, and I started talking about it, but we want to go further because this is really makes perfect sense what's going on right this very moment. He says, they will not put up with sound doctrine. They won't put up with sound doctrine. And what that means is that this is a very interesting thing, because what you'll see, what we're seeing take place today, that people will put up with or tolerate anything. As a matter of fact, they're preaching tolerance. Tolerance, tolerance, tolerance. You're just not tolerant. You're just not tolerant. It's like, isn't it interesting that you're tolerant of everything? Everything. I mean, everything except for the doctrine of Jesus Christ. Mm. You're tolerant of everything but God. Because if you're really preaching tolerance, then wouldn't you say, well, then you need to tolerate Christians. Mm-hmm. You need to tolerate the Bible. You need to tolerate In God We Trust on the money. We need to tolerate the fact that our founding fathers had a biblical viewpoint of how we're here, how we were founded. You have to tolerate that. Mm-hmm. You would include all that. But that's called sound doctrine. Mm. And so what you're seeing is, you're seeing them not tolerate sound doctrine. So it's not like, you know, you're going to continue to go out and know it's going to be like it used to be in regards to when this time comes, and I believe it has come, that where you can just read from God's word publicly and all of a sudden everybody's going to pat you on the back and say, yeah, I don't believe in what you believe in, but you can say what you can say. No, they're going to actually not put up with it. And one good example of that is this man down south, Phil Robinson, he's a duck hunter down there. Mm-hmm. And the man reads from the Bible, you know, what God says in the Bible. And it's like all these people who are preaching tolerance immediately said, we're not going to put up with that sound doctrine. It wasn't like it was his doctrine.
Right.
He just read it. He just read it. And he read it in a way that helps us understand, hey, you know, he's us outside of God, and we can all find God. But he said it like it read, and it's not like his doctrine. And so sound doctrine came forth. And what happened? This is what happened. People will no longer stand for sound doctrine. And we're in that day. What does that mean? You're still going to have to stand for sound doctrine. Because understand, being an American, that we have a First Amendment. The First Amendment tells us in the U.S. Constitution that we have the right to speak openly about our beliefs. Not only that, about our religious beliefs. And government cannot get involved. And I'm going to talk more about that and talk about what Paul said to Timothy about what to do after this break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
John, do you know the VFN TV app is out, right? I think it's 4.0, man.
4.0.
That is so cool. And they're doing a wonderful job at designing it and putting it together. And yes, Everything that we're saying and doing is available now on the VFN TV app. All you got to do is go to your app store, type in VVictor, VFNTV, and it just shows up. Or you can go to VFNTV.com and click on the appropriate store, whichever one you actually have your phone with. But it's so important. You can listen to highlights. You can listen to the programs. You can listen to us live. We're live 24/7, 7 days a week. And some encouraging words, some any prophetic words that are coming out, you know, God's news behind the news. It's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news you know. Listen, get the app. It's totally free, by the way. Go to your app store and find it today. Just type in VFNTV. It'll pop up. Download it for free or go to VFNTV.com.
Here we are. Yes, VFNTV, the daily radio program, a network that God is building through your gifts. Amazing thing, because it can't be built by human hands. Things that God does cannot be built by human hands. So make sure that you join in and just offer up at VFNTV.com and sponsor and become an underwriter today. Listen, we are shining the light, keeping the conversation light on all who want to be in the light, who listen, our audience. That's right, VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, a network that God is building through your love gift. Sponsor today, partner today, become an underwriter. Go to VFNTV.com and follow the prompts.
You know, Steve, I was over the weekend, Father's Day weekend, in fact, you know, or should I say Sunday, I received this text of a video.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm minding my own business. You know, I like just to mind my own business and look after my own dogs. But why? Why did I receive a text message from someone on this radio program, not me or you right now?
Oh, okay.
That would be Pat, but I'm not mentioning any names.
Say the names, okay.
But he sent me this video of his two dogs, okay? Yeah. I got to admit.
I love your dogs.
Hey, man, dogs are cool. Dogs are cool. You should get one. You should get one.
Okay.
He sends me this video, right. And these dogs, I got to admit, Chris, it's actually kind of cute. Mm-hmm. They're going back mm-hmm. and forth. Do we have that video? Do we? What were they doing? Talk to us here. Were you? I think he spent hours training them to do this.
They're playing with the ball.
They're playing with. They got this. How big is Holly? Holly is a lad.
She is almost 80 pounds.
80 pounds. And how big is Samson?
I think maybe 8.
He may be 10 soaking wet.
Oxymoron here. Samson is a little. And Holly's huge.
Right.
But they're going back and forth. And
but you notice Holly's on her back. Yeah. She's being gentle.
Very gentle. And Samson's the more aggressive. But it's just so cute. They're just going back and forth playing with each other. And it's like, oh my goodness, this is so cute. How long do they do this?
Oh, this will go on for hours.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, they do this all day.
Really?
Oh yeah, until Holly gets tired of him, just like swats him like a bug. Get away from me.
That is so cute. It just this goes. I mean, this was, and he wanted me to watch the duration of this 30-minute video. That's a fact.
I only sent you about a minute of it.
It seemed like it was an eternity.
This one's about 3-minute version.
Oh, okay.
And I had to turn it off.
Oh my goodness. Well, we're gonna put this available. We know that Pat has a lot of time, but we're gonna put this available for you on the torch, so you can see. But Holly and Samson, they're playing and getting on. But it's so cute when you see these two dogs are complete opposite, you know, size, and they're just playing so nicely. It's like, oh my goodness, some adults can learn from this video. Play nicely.
Right.
They're playing nicely. Oh my goodness. Oh my. Holly and the dogs.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's LIGHT, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Of course, joining me is Pat and John. We're talking about what Paul was telling Timothy, but also what was just said at the One Thing Conference, I believe, from the Lord to us all who heard and to us all. Francis Chan spoke about, and you got to catch his, you can see it on the VFN torch, you know, seeing him say it. But it says, Paul talks about there's time is coming, and I believe the time has now come because we're seeing it take place. Well, men will not stand for sound doctrine. Understand that. This is, you ever heard people say, I'm not going to stand for that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like somebody's not going to stand up and say, hey, here's some sound doctrine. There's going to be zero tolerance for sound doctrine. And we're mm-hmm. seeing that take place. And as I mentioned earlier, right before the break, but you're looking at in America, a country that God allowed to be here, has a constitution, and we are a nation of of laws. And in the Constitution, we have amendments to the Constitution. The First Amendment is what your rights are as a citizen, whether you're a Christian or not a Christian, whether you're a Buddhist or whether you're a Muslim or whatever, or just an agnostic. This is your rights as a American. You can, and this is what it says. The First Amendment says this: Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging, which is stopping, the freedom of speech or of press. Understand that Christians in America, and this, you're going to have to understand this, because I believe from what God has shown me and shown others that we're going to go through this rough place. Mm-hmm. But if we'll stand for sound doctrine, if we'll stand for Jesus, God will let us have America back. We'll get America. Mm. But it's not going to be easy. It's going to be really rough. And we may be in heaven watching it take place. But understand, you know, we want to do what God's called us to in our season. But you're not illegal or violating any law because people don't like you. Because people say, I don't like what you're saying. Jesus said, you're going to have enemies. People are going to hate you. If they hated me, they're going to hate you. And you got to decide, do you want to be loved by God, or do you want to be loved by the people who don't love God? I mean, you got to make up your mind. And God, and the First Amendment says that this man, Phil Robinson, and anybody else, you can say whatever you want to say. But what he said was he just quoted the best he could from doctrine. That's all he did. Mm-hmm. And America said this, and I was watching Lemon on CNN, who's
Don Lemon.
Don Lemon, very nice man. But he says, you know, that he was attacking this guy's free right to having, you know, free speech and saying, you know, assaulting, I guess you would say, or just, you know, using the platform to mm-hmm. come against him. And other ones were, you know, just coming. It's like, wait a minute. The very fact that we have press.
Hello.
That's what keeps us free. So you can say what you want to say, but it's not just CNN, MSNBC, Fox News. And by the way, according to an article I just read from Rick Joyner, Morningstar Ministries, only 35% of Americans are getting their news anymore from those sources. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. They're getting them from like VFN TV and VFN radio and blogs and all that. They don't realize how smart we are. You know, that we're like, okay, that was 3 years of stupid. I think we're going to move on.
Exactly.
And so, but with that, you have the right. You have to understand, you have the right. You have the right to say whatever you feel. And think about it. Jerks have done it for years. And as Christians, we're trying to like, yeah, don't rock the boat. Don't do this. But I really, but God's rebuking me, you know, just recently speaking to me because I'm trying to be too politically correct. But I just want to tell you right up front, my loyalty is to Jesus Christ. He's the only way to God. His Father is the only God. And there is no other God besides him. And my loyalty is to him, not to please you, to please him. But by pleasing him, I'll let you know that he loves you and I'll love you. And tell you that he'll forgive your sins. But I'm 100% completely, absolutely loyal to him. And if you're serving any other God other than God and his son Jesus Christ, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and you die, you will not be in heaven, period. You're choosing not to choose Jesus Christ, the only way to eternal life, which means you're going to be in hell because you chose that. Whether you were deceived or not, you made a choice. And so I just want to tell you right up front. We'll start the whole year out letting you know my loyalties to Jesus. Is that loyal?
That's like, right.
Don't, mm-hmm. you know, and, don't and maybe, twisted. You know, may, you know, I just want to make sure that I'm clear about that. And so when I say, you know, God loves this person, loves that person, it doesn't mean what you're doing is right. It doesn't mean the religion that you are involved in is not satanic and being led by Lucifer himself. It just means if you leave that, he'll forgive you and restore you. But what you're doing is wrong if it ain't Jesus. Is that clear enough?
That's clear. Yeah. It's English and me.
That's
clear.
Good. Mm-hmm. I'm not walking around. Okay, good. I'm trying to make that sure. Okay, Lord, I said it. And so what we're seeing, the First Amendment is being attacked when Christians are standing up and saying, listen, you know, this is what the Bible says. I'm not saying that I live by this. I'm saying that God has forgiven me and I strive to live by that, but he forgives me on this journey and I go this way, but I'm not going to deny what his truth is. This is what he says. And all of a sudden you see all these people come after, and you saw others turn for him. But the whole thing is my concern is this, you know, as a side note, but we're in others' end. Mm. We're in a whole bunch of, if you have not heard sexuality in the church, you need to go to the VFN TV store and you need to get it. because you'll be really surprised. I think it's like 50, 60, 70% of the church is addicted to pornography. And so if you think you can be in this it's not about straight sex. It's about getting sex straight.
That's
good. And because sexuality is a gift from God, but it's something that the enemy comes after continually. And we try to fill it in so many different ways, but God says something about it. And there's a lot of people who claim to be with the Lord that got their hand in the cookie jar. It's just a different cookie jar. But we're not going to go there. And that's my concern, because when we stand openly for that, we got to say, okay, we got to be walking in all that.
That's right.
So they're going to eat your lunch. Anyway, so the First Amendment, you have a right to stand up and say, I love Jesus. His word is right. And I'm going to stand for him. And understand, just like what happened to Phil Robinson and others, people are going to come in against you. And this is your moment to shine for God and for those who love the Lord and will come to him. But 2 Timothy, this is what he tells Timothy to do in chapter 4, verse 2 and 5. He says, preach the word of God. Be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction. It's God-breathed. It's God-breathed. The word of God is God-breathed. Then he says in 5, he says, as he's talking about these things happening, he says, keep your head. Keep your head. And all this turning away and this intolerance of sound doctrine, don't lose your head and go stupid. Keep your head. He's telling, keep your head. It's going to be crazy. Keep your head in all situations, in hardship, in this intolerance that's going on. And do the work of an evangelist. In other words, tell everybody. Continue to tell them about my love for them. Tell them that sin is real. I will forgive it. My son did die for sin. But you have to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. And then he says, discharge all your duties as a minister. Do not leave this earth, ma'am. Do not leave this earth without offloading everything God has called you to do. We don't know how long our time is, and it will end, but this is what Paul told Timothy. He said, this day is coming. I say, this day has come, and it's time for us to be the light that God has called us to be. It's time to subdue the work of an evangelist. Let everybody know God loves them. Sin is real. Jesus died for our sin. He will forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, but he is the only way to God.
I want to give a special thanks to our sponsors and our partners. Visit VFNTV.com. We have all their contact information for you. Phone numbers, web addresses, we even have a map. We want to thank all of our sponsors and our partners. Become a partner today. Listen, your financial gifts, your sowing, partnering with us, helps us to take the gospel all around the world. Let's do this together. Let's keep the conversation light. VFNTV.com. Partner today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.